Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our original founding member of our Brain Trust, Brad Huskin, president of IES Training, author of two books on selling, and one of the great sales trainers of all time, our good friend Brad. Welcome back. IASTraining.com, right?
Yep, but I hate to correct you, but we've got three books out.
Three?
Yeah, I'm a salesman, not a PhD.
Yeah.
We've got Munchies for Salespeople.
Yeah, and then...
And then we've got more Munchies for
Salespeople. That's the second one. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. Three,
no problem,
folks. I stand corrected.
Of course.
I didn't pour enough honey on him. He had to correct me a little bit there.
So. Of course, your listeners also get that 25% Jim Blasingame discount.
Darn right, yeah. And then he gives everybody else 35%, but when it's me, it's just 25%. And don't forget your Munchies, which come every week, right?
Oh, yeah, the Sales Insight. That's our weekly newsletter that comes every week.
Check that out.
Email, so all you got to do is go to the website, sign up.
So when you're talking out training people across the country, as you do, do you ask them... What do they tell you when you ask them why they don't try to get more referrals?
Well, I think it's laziness, or they just don't understand the value of it.
I was talking to two guys, mm-hmm. and I said something about that, and one of them said, "Yes, I'm doing it." And I said, "How's it working for you?" And he said, "It's great." And then one sitting right beside him, I said, "What about you?" He said, "Well, I used to do it." I said, "Well, did it work for you when you did it before?" He said, "Yeah." I said, then why aren't you doing it now? He said, "I don't know."
No, I don't know.
We shot him. No, but you know, he's not going to last long. It's too hard out there. It's harder today than ever before, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, and I think that you know, and I'm not blaming millennials or any certain age group, but I think we live in this age.
This is failing to get referrals is a long time issue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, over the course, you know, as you know, I work in jewelry a lot.
Right.
And over the course of the life of a customer, one customer could be worth several $1 million over a period of time.
That's right.
If they don't cultivate and develop that kind of relationship with every customer, then they're just handing that money off to somebody else. And I know there's lots of people out there that are willing to take it. And it's no different than the landscaping business or the roofing business or the mortgage business or any other business that is out there. It's all about people, and it's all about personal trade and repeat business and referral business, and making sure that we do everything humanly possible with every customer that walks in, whether they buy from us or not, to work on starting to develop some kind of relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
You know, I'm reminded of, I was, you know, a lady picks me up at the airport, and we're driving 60 miles to her store, and she wants to take me to her house before she takes me to the store, because her goal in life is to sell her store and ride horses professionally. she wants to introduce me to her horses before she introduces me to the staff.
Right.
Yep, and I've been on a horse twice in my life, and once I got kicked, the other time I got bit, the last thing I wanted to do was go meet the dang horse.
But she wanted to show you what her dream was. So
absolutely.
So you were motivated.
Absolutely. And suddenly horses are my best friends.
That's right.
They're her best friend.
Right.
But, you know, that's the steps that people have to take in order to develop friendships and relationships and to ensure their success for the future.
Well, I was talking to a group of salespeople not long ago who are still making cold calls on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do yourself a favor. Go through the list of 100 suspects and find any name that you could possibly have any kind of a connection to. Think of all the different people. Go through the, you know, that you can somehow, and I said, put them in a different stack. And I said, then take them and go, you know, do some more research on them. And then call the others. Call the ones you couldn't come up with any connection to, and go ahead and call them. And then pursue the connections in the others and see which one does the best. I said, because, you know, as you know, Brad, when you make a cold call today, the chances are slim to none that you're going to be successful, and you're probably going to burn a bridge.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so what are you going to do if you find out that John Jackson that you called cold is actually the brother of your neighbor, Bill Jackson? And you didn't think to ask Bill Jackson if he knows John Jackson? How stupid are you going to feel when you burn that? I mean, why would you do that? Why would you not do the research? I call it higher quality prospecting. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. That's what it is. How long do we have here? Do we have a minute?
Keep going.
For the break?
Yeah.
I just want, you know, at this time of year, and it's true with every type of business, but it's especially true right now with retailers, that in the next 8-week period of time, they're going to have more new customers in their store at any other time before.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, they're going to have the least amount of time to spend with those new customers. So if they don't do something extraordinary to set themselves apart, to develop some kind of relationship, they're really shooting themselves in the foot for next year. Because the new customers they have coming in during the holiday season are the ones that come back over and over and over again next year. So they've got to do something to take the time to develop the relationship and make the personal.
Well, that's right. You're the customers you get next year are the ones you met today.
Absolutely.
Who may or may not have bought for you by the end of the year. No question about it, folks. Unless you're planning on closing up January 1, you better get busy. IASTraining.com. Brad Huskin and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here are the Rascals. Take us out.
I said, Dr. Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.